DEC asked scientists with Ohio-based Toxicology Excellence for Risk Assessment, or TERRA, to take a second look at the reference doses used by the state agency in setting a stringent cleanup level for sulfalane, an industrial solvent that leaked from the refinery over several years. The TERRA panelists reviewed scientific literature on reference doses used by DEC to come up with a 14 parts per billion cleanup standard that the agency says Flint Hills must attain before DEC will declare the water safe to drink.
It's a very important step in the process.
That's DEC Environmental Program Manager Bill O'Connell. He says the agency will now use the TERRA panel's work to help it determine whether the 14 parts per billion cleanup standard is warranted.
Once TERRA submits a written report, which will be in about 2 months, the DEC will take their recommendations under advisement, and then we will go forward and calculate a cleanup level based on the reference dose that they have coalesced around.
Flint Hills Resources officials told DEC late last year that they believe the 14 parts per billion standard is overly stringent. They say the level should be set at about 25 times that level, around 363 parts per billion. Flint Hills asked DEC to reconsider the cleanup level. In April, Commissioner Larry Hardegg agreed. Flint Hills officials in February cited the stringent cleanup level as one of the reasons they can't operate the refinery profitably. They closed it in May and now operate a fuel terminal in one part of the facility. Flint Hills and the former refinery operator, along with the state, have all filed lawsuits against each other in efforts to assign blame and liability for the cleanup. O'Connell says DEC will send its final recommendation to Hardegg by the end of the year. Hardegg will issue a ruling thereafter. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.